Hey, welcome everybody to Range of Change. This is Coach Sarah. I'm super excited to be here with Coach Allie. We are talking about the group coaching experience that we are launching in July. We're going to go through a couple questions from Ayla.
Okay, thanks for having me on to ask you some questions. Can I first ask, why did you choose Allie as your co-coach?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. So Allie is amazing. She is an amazing human. She is an amazing coach. She has amazing stories and experience. But most importantly, Allie is a certified health coach. So she brings something to the table that I don't specifically have. She has deep expertise and passion in this area. But we share a history of consulting and experience in industry that really informs this group coaching experience.
Thank you. I am so excited about this collaboration. I am so excited to work with you. And to your point, I think our backgrounds have a lot of similarities. And then we had some specific interests that we're going to be able to bring together and really encompass a wide range of interesting conversations and change with people.
Oh, I'm so glad you're doing this with me.
Wonderful. So you guys have decided to work together. Have you started the planning for this yet?
Yes. So this is something that has been in the works for a long time. The Thrive methodology, as you know, we've talked about at length here and on the blog, is really about a framework that people can use to take the lessons from industry, apply them to individual change, and move themselves through change with the greatest likelihood of success. The group coaching experience adds the element of community, and that is integral to accountability, to growth, to really those aha moments that occur in a coaching setting that cannot occur alone. So we've been talking about this for a very long time, how we would bring this methodology to life through this group coaching experience with a day one kickoff in person to really help foster that sense of community, and then continuing to work for an additional 12 weeks to ensure that we are setting people up for success with their change.
And what I'm really excited about with the frameworks, so we've both done that within our consulting backgrounds on a bigger scale within industries and applied them to companies as they're moving through change. And using that same idea with people, it also works really well. And so taking that experience with process and then helping people adopt that in their personal life is just really exciting, right? Like I need a roadmap when I'm moving through change. I need kind of that roadmap and also those people around me, right? Because there's an energy to community. There's an energy for people that are moving in the same direction, whether it's a similar change or something unrelated, there's an energy to it, right? And keeping that with a group of people moving forward helps me tremendously as I've gone through different changes in my life.
Yeah, and I think that that's even reflected in our planning process. You know, we each came in with our ideas, and there were certain areas of the program that I took the lead on or you took the lead on. And then as we meet and iterate and talk through it and, you know, bounce ideas off one another, it has gotten better. Because while this is informed by our vast experience in industry, it really is being applied in a completely novel way. So this is something that we have put a lot of love and time and care into, and it's only gotten better through our collaboration with one another. And as we, you know, do our first pilot, we'll be learning so much from those participants, and it will continue to grow and improve through the element of community.
It's just so exciting. It's looking back on the changes that we've both gone through in our lives, kind of taking a lot of that collective wisdom. And I think as we've gotten older, right, there's an intuition, right, that when you're ready for change, and I think this is really going to resonate with people that are hitting another milestone in their life or getting ready to take on something and take on change and being able to be supportive of them. I think looking back at some of the changes that have happened in my life, it was the community component, right? There's that initial meetup training, but then the connection that continued virtually in person, that's really when you hit a moment of down, you've got people cheering for you, both in your personal life and then the people that are part of the group. So there's a lot of aspects to this that are setting people up for success that we've pulled from our personal history as well as research. So I'm really excited.
I'm excited too.
So you just mentioned pulling people from your history and a few other different community groups. Where is your first, your pilot group coming from?
So that's interesting because there are a number of people who've voiced an interest in being a part of the pilot. So there are certainly folks that we're very lucky to know in our personal and professional lives that want to be a part of building and growing and contributing to this. Very grateful for that. But we are also holding a couple of spots for folks that are interested in being a part of this that we don't have previous exposure with. Mm-hmm. Hopefully fans of the podcast, people who followed the blog and are familiar with the work, but really anyone who is excited and ready for a big moment of change in their life is welcome to apply. And, you know, the seats that we have, we would love to hold some of those for new faces and new perspectives.
And I think looking, as I kind of dial back through the archives, thinking about some of the group work that I've done in terms of seminars, kind of in the self-help vein, or teaching and learning, a couple of those, it was generally a friend said to me, hey, I'm going to do this thing. They were really excited about a seminar that they had heard about, right? And then when you hear about someone that's really excited, just like making dinner plans, if you're excited, then I'm going to be excited with you and joining along. And I think there's been some interest in that as well. Someone that we know, but they know someone that they're excited about. So we're getting some of that as well.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the plus ones because it's the kind of thing that you, speaking of community, want to do with a friend or a coworker or somebody else. And there's a bit of a safety factor there, although I promise that this is going to be a really warm welcome and introduction to the group. And we'll be doing some online pre-work to make sure that everyone has their bearings when they walk in, and lots of activity that will ensure that we come together quickly and cohesively as a group. But I do love that, you know, most people will come with someone they know, and so we'll get to sort of extend our network that way.
Oh, and one other thought, I think when I have tagged along as the plus one, my friend had already been through some seminars, right? When and so I think one of the things as we've been working through the framework is we can meet people where they are, right? People that have been, they're further along on formulating the change that they've got coming up, or someone that is still kind of ruminating and they can feel the change coming. And so there's space for a lot of different points where we can help meet people where they are, and then help, the framework will help carry them through.
Oh, that's such a good point. That is one of the most exciting things about this, is that this isn't just a group coaching experience for people working on change X. It is really about working on change, period. We have opportunities to meet you where you are and to help support any type of significant transformation. The only bar of entry is that you're excited and ready to do the work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ready to open the door.
Awesome. It sounds very inclusive and like it's a path for pretty much anyone. So if you could tell me a little bit more about the Thrive methodology.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the Thrive methodology is interesting because, you know, it is a coaching methodology, which seems like a bit of an oxymoron because coaching by its nature is client led. You know, it inherently believes that the individual, the coachee, as it's sometimes referred to, has the answers inside of them. It is really just about that relationship and the opportunity to come at things from a new perspective that allows them to have the insights that already exist. So this is truly just a framework for working through an understanding of where you've been and who you are and where you're going, ways of thinking about your specific change that incorporates insights from industry. So we have a lot of learnings, a lot of research and science in the methodology that will help ensure that you are most successful by sort of walking your change through this approach.
Very cool. And in the beginning, Ali, you mentioned health coaching. I wonder if you can shed some light on how that could maybe be brought through the whole training.
Absolutely. And so health coaching, I think there, it's a wide, wide range. And there is within the ideas, especially within integrative health coaching, there's a large, it's the whole picture of the person. And so your health is influenced not only by what you eat and fitness, it's also emotionally what's happening. What are your connections? What is your community, your family, your job satisfaction, spirituality? There's so many components that feed into our physical as well as our emotional health. And we're all juggling so many things, and there'll be different priorities depending on what phase you're at in your life. If you're raising children, if you're retired, if you're looking for a new job, there's so many things that are weighing into that. And looking at the person at their fundamentals in terms of what is important for them, what areas they want to support more, those can either support them specifically on a health journey, they can also support them very much, right? Everything weaves together into supporting their change, whether it be career, fitness, something, it can be also a classic, something you used to talk to your doctor, and your doctor's given you some guidance, and now you're going to find a way to implement that into your life, right? And so there'll be some type of change coming in to support advancing the next step in your health journey.
Yeah, that's really a helpful perspective, because I think that sometimes people hear health coach and they say, oh, well, I'm not working on a health goal. But I love that you point out that obviously you're very skilled and capable of helping someone with specific health-related changes if they have, you know, a new diagnosis of especially something like diabetes or just a weight loss-related goal, or if they are working on achieving a specific physical goal, obviously deep expertise there. But it really is a whole person approach. So health as a broad measure is something that we've worked through the entire program, and you'll see it throughout the day in many different ways that we are thinking about physical, mental, spiritual, emotional health, and it's woven through the entire program. It's something that has been a tremendous perspective that you've brought and really strengthened each time we iterate through. I think that is something that gets stronger, and I love the fact that, you know, the program is so much better, again, because of our back and forth and our ability to collaborate on this.
Thank you. And I think as I've gotten older, right, thinking about change, realizing that there is a lot of emotional components to it, and a lot of, there's intuition, there are, everything weaves back into yourself and what's driving the change and the emotions tied to it, and where, I'm trying to decide how much to give away on this thing.
No spoilers.
Right. And that so much ties back to our health, and that feeds in, that's right, the support of everything that we do, and taking care of yourself and finding ways that change can be really positive to move your life forward, and also doing it in a way that's healthy for you.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot in common, even though you do have separate specialties. So if you could maybe just talk a little bit about if you guys are going to be teaching together or separately, or how the dynamic will work during the class, I think that would be helpful.
So during the class, we've got it set up. Sarah is the brainchild behind the Thrive methodology, and I'm so excited and supportive of everything that she's built. And parts of it, we're going to be tag teaming, and parts of it, I'm going to set a side detour really quick. I used to love watching morning talk shows, and when there would be two people up there and telling stories and sharing experiences, and then pulling a lot from the audience, right? It's every group coaching is going to be different, and there's going to be, we're really looking, we'll be sharing a lot of our information, but it's what's going to actually shape the class is what people are bringing to it, their goals, the changes, the questions that they're bringing. And it's going to be a lot of active dialogue. So people that are there, you won't be just sitting. We've got really engaging activities. There's going to be a lot of dialogue. There's going to be, we won't just be sitting in a chair the whole time. There's some fun stuff coming up.
Yeah, thank you. And that's such a good call out because, yes, we are co-facilitating, and that will take a couple different forms, but it is not as though we are instructing and you are receiving. This is a collaborative group, a highly participatory event, and it really will be shaped by each and every person. And that's the magic of group coaching, is that you benefit not just from the wisdom and warmth of one coach. You really have a room full of coaches by the time that we're done. And we spend time early on making sure that everyone understands how to engage in a positive coaching conversation, for example. You might not necessarily have thought about intentionally having a conversation where you're actively listening and really leading with curiosity, for example. So those are just some skills that we help to ensure everyone has. And then people are able to talk with one another and in groups and with us and as large groups, like all of those interaction points just become like exponential coaching. So it's really a powerful dynamic where, you know, we are all collaborating on this.
And I think one of my, I'll share a short story.
Yeah, please.
One of my earliest experiences was with within yoga teacher training, and there was a component. My teachers, we were doing a 21-day program, and they set up, so they had a framework, and they connected us, all of us that were participating, so that we were online, and so we would go through different classes and meet up regularly. But the community that was created outside in the virtual world was so powerful. So if someone had a question, they didn't understand something, there were questions asked, the my teachers were moderating so that, but there was a lot of, you know, if someone just needed a, I'm struggling, there was a group of people cheering for them, right? And there's something powerful about your coach responding to you. There's also something really powerful about your peers that are also going through the same type of thing. With similar questions or challenges, and having that network and having it available whenever someone's checking in online. And so it makes it, it's not just a every couple weeks check-in, right? There's support, right? And for me personally, that kind of momentum and accountability is a huge help. And I'm really excited about that component and have seen it work over and over again in different types of training as well as coaching. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, me too. And that's a great call out about the different modalities that we will be employing. So there's sort of a focus, at least for me, kind of on that day one in-person immersive training because it's exciting and it's energetic and everyone's there together. But a big part of that is to form those bonds so that as we move through the next phases, we have that to rely upon. As we will be engaging via online, we'll be leveraging a Facebook group. We will be meeting for group coaching sessions remotely. There will be small group breakouts. There will be one-on-one breakouts. There will be times when you're talking just to me or Allison, times when you're working in different configurations of the group. So all of those different modalities, again, leverage different strengths and allow people to you know, bring different concerns to the table as well as their own strengths as co-attendees and coaches in their own right. And so there are just many different ways that people will benefit, I think, from the different ways and times and places that we will all be getting together. But that constant thread is that, you know, we are together. We start out physically together and then we remain a cohesive group as the experience progresses.
And I love that when you were talking about people will be there throughout the process, right? There is something when I first, my part of my early consulting career, I was doing training and still learning how to navigate a room and manage a group of people. I was nervous, like sweating through my suit jacket. Yeah. I mean, I was a mess. And someone wiser said to me, if you're not able to help all the people and everyone has questions, ask someone else to help. Like, to, is someone else willing to help? And everyone wants to help. If people are in a similar, right, people are in a group setting of some sort, they're there and most people want to help, which means there's also going to be people celebrating your successes. We started something kind of regularly. I was on a phone call last night and kind of ending, like, what was your win today, mm-hmm. right? Celebrating people's successes. And that's something I think that's really key to, as you're moving through change, day-to-day life, remembering to celebrate. There are small incremental things that are wins that are either supporting you in that day or something down in the, or, and in the future, right? So also I think helping folks recognize all the work that they're doing, right? And having a group of people cheering for you is pretty spectacular.
Yes. Yeah. Celebration, recognition. These are important components of our program. I also just love the call out to training. I remember once someone telling me that at some point everyone in their life should work in the service industry. Everyone should be a waiter or waitress. And I think truly everyone should do training at some point in their career because it forges so many skills, like the one you mentioned, like figuring out how to lean on others in a difficult moment. It is also, I think, the most powerful communication enhancement activity that one can do. I remember when I started out training, also sweating through my clothes. I mean, sometimes almost having like blackout levels of fear as I went through it to where I couldn't even remember how it went. Like, they're like, oh, how'd that feel? I'm like, I don't remember the last 2 hours. But I do remember having the experience of explaining something and someone not getting it and having on your feet to think about how would you explain this? What else could I do? You know, like that thought process of sort of having one track that your mind runs on and having to learn how to get onto another track. And leaning on someone in the room was my first unlock for that. When I couldn't figure it out, someone else would raise their hand and, I'm sorry, can you explain it? And they would come at it from a different way. And I think that that's almost like a metaphor for one of the great components of group coaching is that you're not just talking to me or to you or to any one person. You're talking to different groups, different configurations of these people. So you're hearing perspectives. You're hearing them in different ways. Mm-hmm. You're getting insights and feedback from all different approaches. And I think there's just such value to that. And then multiplied by the fact that this is a room full of people that are just as excited and engaged and ready as you are and so eager to help. So looking to build and be positive and, again, to celebrate and recognize the achievement that we're all making. Like, we're suddenly all in this together. It's, I'm getting a little bit of goosebumps. Like, it's really exciting stuff.
And I'm going to, one more note on that. The idea of, so the Thrive framework, we have that and can help people kind of on their roadmap moving through that change. And we've both worked between us, right, with thousands of clients. And so there's a lot of shared experience there. But it's not all, right, everyone has unique experiences. Mm. And so the people that are in the group, right, they're going to be bringing different stories and different experiences that might create an idea, help someone along. There's something just so powerful about the group. I'm so excited.
I feel like you guys are both very excited about the unknown. And something Sarah said early on just sparked my curiosity. I don't mean that to lead to a pun situation here, but can you extrapolate on the idea of leading with curiosity? What does that mean to you?
Oh, that's fantastic. This is, I think, a skill, and I certainly want your perspective as well, but it's something that in order to be a coach, you really have to hone. Just to get a little bit into the weeds, when you start training as a coach, it's very intimidating, the thought of being one-on-one with somebody and they're, you know, talking to you about their issue. And when I first started, at least, I was very much in my head. What am I going to say? I don't know what to do. Like, your mind's just going, because, you know, you're in this very privileged seat and you so badly want to help somebody. And it's intimidating. And I did a pretty intensive coach training program. It was a graduate level university course. And so we were starting out practicing with one another. The stakes were not that high, but we all consistently had this experience of how do I get out of my head? And what the instructor told us and what I have found to be true as I have continued to practice is that the key is to be curious, that if you are in your head, you are focused on you. And if you're worrying what you're going to say or letting them down or how, all of that is you worrying about you. And what you need to be is curious about them. And the other side note is curious about them and not so much the problem, but what is going on in their mind? How are they thinking? How are they processing it? What does that feel like to them? That is really what leading with curiosity is. Leaning into not focusing on your own thoughts or experience or reactions or what you think they should do or what you know someone in a similar situation has done. That's all you, but really just focusing on them. What more do you want to know about who they are and what they're going through and what this means to them? Leading with curiosity is about helping everyone when they're engaged in conversations mm-hmm. to be in the moment and focused on the person that they're talking to.
And what creates so much space for that curiosity is, you had touched on the active listening, being able to be present in what someone else is saying, and as you had said, removing yourself from, I have felt that, let me tell you about my story, right? And staying with what that person, it was a gift that was given to me, different parts of yoga training. There was a teacher that sat with us and taught us active listening, and I didn't get it. I was like, I can be quiet for a little while. And I mean, there were parts where I had to bite my mouth to not respond and to just soak in and not interject my thoughts. And it's still a struggle. You know, it's a something, right? Like once you tap into it, right, you become much more conscious of it. And another win on this about being curious, this is not just in the group coaching setting, right? This is with our loved ones. This is with our coworkers. This is a skill that we all have, but honing it and practicing it, it applies across the board and will change everything in your life. When you're approaching things from curiosity, it's almost coming from a place of love, right? There's curiosity and love, right? Where you're just allowing the person to help them pull forward and reflect back to them whatever change or conversation they're having. It applies in so many aspects of life. It's kind of a game changer that hasn't come to me until later in life.
No, I agree. And I don't think that that's a fault. You know, I don't think that anyone should be thinking if this isn't a skill that they have, that it's a fault. I think we are really conditioned to have answers. From a young age, the kids who get praised in school are the ones who can give the answer, especially in consulting. You're looked to have an answer, have a point of view, have a perspective. And especially as women, the way that we relate is to say, oh, yes, I also experience this. I know how you feel. I empathize. Let me demonstrate that to you with a story of my own. Like, this is just how we relate to one another. And it's a way of demonstrating caring. So we certainly are conditioned to exhibit different behaviors. And I agree with you that it is a game changer when you learn how to quiet those impulses and to dial up just the raw curiosity, the true deep focus on wondering and letting that natural curiosity that's in there somewhere take the lead as you engage with somebody and really let that be the focus of where the questions take you. And there are some, I mean, very immediate ways that you can try this in your life is just the open-ended, you know, what, how kind of questions. So giving someone the opportunity to provide an expansive response, not presuming anything, not pigeonholing, but just any question that starts with the word what is usually a great lead-in to letting them share more of themselves.
And it takes the pressure off of you. There's less sweating. There's, right? There's the transition point that kind of comes from that as well.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of this conversation is about sweating through your clothes. We've all been there. It doesn't have to be that way. Lean on others. Be curious. You know, these are things that I also did not learn until later in life. There's such an impulse to have the answers, look smart, feel like you're contributing.
And something you had brought up, I think, both with our consulting backgrounds, that is part of, and for all of us, right? Whether you're a parent, you're at work, right? Answers. People, this is what they're coming to you for. And so this has been a lovely shift to be able to engage with people in a different way and allow them to start unearthing and navigating so much inner wisdom, and being able to do that one-on-one, individual coaching, group coaching, as part of a community. It's a different way of interacting in the world, and I absolutely love it. It's so much more peaceful for me. I don't feel like I'm always on and needing to provide, like, to fix and solve and move on. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun with the groups.
Yeah. And there are just such concepts that I only learned through coaching that I find really valuable, like the concept of offering without attachment, like the concept of asking permission before offering my two cents, you know, like those types of, it's just a gentler way of having the more traditional conversation. You know, when you are sharing your story to empathize and to, you know, show someone that you have a similar experience in your backlog and that you want to relate to what they're going through, just the concept of, you know, can I share this? And sharing it without attachment, like, this is my experience, and if this doesn't resonate with you, and if this piece of feedback, this piece of advice is not what you need to hear right now, or you're like, nope, that's not it, well, that's fine. I'm not attached to that. I'm here for you. I'm here to be curious about you. It's just a really, it takes the ego out, I think, of the conversation, and that is, I feel like, just such a relief. Like, you can just feel the exhale when it's like, oh, yeah, this is not about me. This isn't about protecting my ego. This is really just about you. And I know at my core, and I think most people are genuinely striving for more and more genuine connection. And that's how you get there, by being genuinely curious and not letting this, old habits get in the way of that. And I think just a little bit of intention and a little bit of guidance and some modeling, and I think we can all be having slightly better conversations.
Absolutely. And we're going to do some role playing, which will be fun. So there's going to be some really, I think, concrete skills that are going to tap into what people already know, but really kind of honing those skills a little bit more to use within the group coaching community. And you can try them out in other aspects of your life.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm hearing a lot about community, and I have some notes about active listening, coming from a place of love and genuine connection, and I just want to know, what is the biggest takeaway that you want people to walk away from from this course?
It's a really good question. So, you know, when I first started working on this, I was coming from a place of wanting to help people and really wanting to take the skills that I had amassed in industry, primarily, obviously, as well, marrying that with coaching, but to bring something together that would really help people. And when I talk about helping people, I'm really thinking in two broad ways. The first is with their specific change. There are, you know, ways that we have seen in research and in experience, anecdotal and broad, there are things that one can do to improve their likelihood of success. And I believe that this framework will help people walk through those. And coaching is, you know, coachee guided. So this is not a mandate. This is not a force. This is certainly an agreement that people come together as a group. We decide how we're going to spend the day. These are offered without attachment. But I do think that these are the types of examinations and conversations that will help someone to craft their own plan of success, and one that is really going to be a game changer in their life. But I also think that most people need community. They need that set of people that are on a similar journey, that is like helping like, people who are also engaged in change and want to be accountable to and for someone. Marrying those two ideas, bringing the right group of people together, giving them a framework that is helpful, a handful of tools like we've talked about that will help them to even better empower one another. You know, that is the reason that I wanted to build this, and that is what I want people to take away. I want them to be successful. I want them to come out of this feeling like they know what they need to do. They have the tools to continue being successful. And they have hopefully built relationships that will continue beyond the end of this journey, will continue well into the future, and tools that will help them to build the next community should they need one.
I love the idea of building the next community, right? As we are all community builders, and taking that wisdom, right, all of our life experiences from career, from relationships, and bringing it into a group coaching session, right? So someone that's ready for change, right? Like coaching, one of the keys, you've got to be ready and wanting that change, and then having the framework mapped out and then surrounded by a community that's there to support you, people that are also moving through a type of change, gathering that momentum and that support network is going to just enhance the perspective that you're gaining for your specific change, but also enriching so many other people. And energetically, just seeing that flow through, as you were saying, right? The changes that I'm doing, getting that support from the group, and we're both moving through, right? We've all been through different changes, right? I've got some changes that I'm going to be talking about during that, just to help with a little bit of context and moving through the framework, right? Just that continual learning and growth. So it's going to be that people that are excited and ready for change, and then having that framework, the Thrive framework in place to help guide them, will be there, and this community. And then, yes, just keep paying it forward, helping other people with change. It's going to be really exciting.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, I'm so glad that we got to have this conversation today. I think that we've done a good job of painting a picture for people about what we are putting together. If anyone wants to apply for one of those couple of seats in the first pilot, so this would be just an opportunity to attend a very valuable session free of charge. The charge would be your feedback, your insights, the opportunity to pick your brain and ensure that we are really fine-tuning and crafting the best possible experience. You can go to thrivecoaches.net. And there's a form there that you can fill out. There's certainly more information about the program, the methodology, the two of us. So we hope that you'll check that out and continue to tune in for Range of Change as we continue season 2. Thank you so much for joining me today, Allison.
Thank you so much. I'll see you later this summer.
Yeah.